We are learning Masechtas Brachos, Daf Nunches Amud Beis, and we're beginning on top of the Amud. Tana Rabbanan, Haroye Batei Yisrael B'Yeshuvan. You see the houses of Klal Yisrael when it's built up and its strength, and this was Bezman Bayit Sheni, so you say a bracha. Ime Baruch Matzev Gevul Amana. In the first Beis HaMikdash, when they had the Chur Beis HaMikdash, they were Hoysa Ka'amana, like it says in Eicha. And here Hashem rebuilt this, so it was Baruch Matzev Gevul Amana. You rebuilt the properties of the Amana. But Chubanam, when you see that it's destroyed, Oime Baruch Dayan Emes, say the bracha of Dayan Emes. If someone sees the Goyish houses, be a Shuvam, when it's all built up houses, Omar Beis Geim Yisach Hashem. The bias of the Goyim who are Meska'eh, who are haughty, Hashem should destroy them. But Chubanam, you see they're destroyed, Oime Kel Nakam Hashem, Kel Nakam Safiya. That you see Hashem took his Nakam. Zokta Gemara Vaita, and Maisa, Ula Rav Chista, Vakazi Vorcha, Ula Rav Chista walking on the road, Al Kimot Lapischa de Bey Rav Chana Bar Chaneloi. They got to the house of, it was destroyed, Rav Chana Bar Chaneloi, who was in his times a very big Baal Tzedakah. Nogad Rav Chista Vaetnach, Rav Chista got weak and he sighed. Look at this house. Only Ula. Am I coming to Nachas? Why are you so sad? Omar Rav Anocha, someone who sighs, Sheveres Chatzi Gufa Yishal Adam. It could break half the goof of a person. Shnem of Atam and Adam Ha'anach B'Shivra Mesnayim. Mesnayim is the waist. You see, Loshen Anach sighing. It could break a person as waist. Rav Yechon Omar Avko Gufa Yishal Adam. It destroys the whole person. Shnem of Ha'ik Yom Rolecha Ma'at and Anach Amarta El Shmua Kibav and Amos Kolev. So he said, why are you sighing? It's not healthy. It could either destroy your whole goof or even half your goof. Amalei Rav Chista said, how could it be I shouldn't sigh? Beisa, to have a Vashitim Afiyas of Yom, a house that used to have 60 bakers there every day, Vashitim Afiyas of Lailan, 60 bakers at night, Va'afil Choman Atzarach, anyone who was hungry, wanted, came in, they wanted a donut, boom, boom, made you a donut, cheese Danish. Another thing he did, L'Shokil Makisa, he used to have his hand on his wallet the entire time. Why? The Sava Dim Asi Oni Bar Taiv, maybe an Oni who's from a Mishpacha Ashira and he's embarrassed to collect tzedakah. Vademotu Leile Kise Kamuchsef. And if I'm going to look for my, the time I look for my wallet to give him money, by that time he's going to say, oh, he's embarrassed, he's going to go away. So he always had his hand in his wallet, they give the donation right away without making the guy, giving the guy a chance to get embarrassed. So you don't have to chicken out. That's one great thing about him. A few great things. Then more, Vesu, even more, Dava Psichali Arba Bavi. His house is open on four sides. La Arba Ruchos Lama, four sides of the world is open on four sides. Vecholava Ayal Kofin Offa Kisavea. Any guy walked in hungry, walked out full. Vava Shodla Chitiv Sarab Shematurai Sebrai. And in the hunger years, when everyone could use, even rich people don't have enough, he used to throw Chitiv and Sarab outside. Therefore, Komanda, Ksifa Milsa Mishkul Yama, anyone was embarrassed to take by day. Also, Shagabalala, come at night to take. And now, Hashto Tonafal Batila, now this whole house is a big pile of rubble. Like, Etnach, I shouldn't sigh. Look at this Baal Tzedakah Gadol, and look at his house. So, Ula try to make it feel better. Amalei, Hachi Amar Vyechnam, in Shechar Beis HaMikdash, from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nigzor Gzeira Abateim Shal Tzadikim Sheyachavu. It was a Gzeira on the houses of Tzadikim they should get destroyed. Shnemar, Ba'oznoi Hashem Tzivakas. Im loy bottom rabim shama yu. Listen to me, Hashem says. The bottom rabim are going to be destroyed. Gdolim and tovim ein yoyshev. And gdolim and tovim are tzaddikim. And they're not going to have any houses. Vom rabi yechlo, chosu kosh broch, chazil mo yishuvim. One day Hashem's going to bring them back, build them back. Shnema ashir amalas dov rabaitchim Hashem kahar tziyoin. And we dash like this. Ma har tziyoin osher kosh broch, chazil mo yishuvim. This is kahar tziyoin Hashem. But also, Lavoi is going to rebuild the same thing. Also, the houses of the Tzaddikim, Hashem is going to return the Yeshuva. Chazia, Levi Ashdaite, Ula Sor, didn't make Rav Chista feel better. Amalei said, Dayer le'evet shikar rabbi. I'll tell you something else to make you feel better. He shouldn't be better than his rabbi. Hashem, Akarish Baruch Hashem, doesn't have a house anymore. His mikdash is charav. So therefore, his house is also charav. He's not better than Hashem. Talk to Gemara Vayta. Tana Rabbanan. Harei Kivri Yisrael. Someone sees a basic chorus. Omer, he makes this bracha. Baruch Asher Yatzar Etzchem Adin. He created you b'din. Mezona Etzchem Adin. V'chilkach Etzchem Adin. And Hashem gives you mezonis b'din. So the Maharsha explains, Hashem created the world b'din. It says Hashem alikim midas adin, and same thing with panasa. Even though noisin lechem chalbasa, but harvachas panasa. That's b'din. That's akzera on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But asav eschem b'din, and when he dies, it's b'din. Also lekim chem b'din, and lo'ilam haba b'tchias meisim will also be b'din. That's the bracha. Marav Ravina Messiah was Rav Nachman. Marav Ravina added on a siyum to the bracha, and it goes like this: Ve'edeya misper kuchem. He knows exactly how many you are. Vu'os lachayim mekayim eschem, and he's also to bring you back to life. And lachayim eschem baruch mechaye hamesim. That's by a goyish of basic parts. That's by yiddish of basic parts. That is by yiddish of basic parts. By a goyish of basic parts. Kivrei v'chavim oimer busha imchem. Again, the pasuk we have before, so that the people who gave birth to you should be embarrassed. Someone who does not see a friend for 30 days. Omar Baruch Shachiyonu Vikimonu Vikyonu Manazeh makes Shachiyonu. And Tosis speaks out that Dafka, a friend who's very chaviv to you, very dear to you, and you don't see him in 30 days, then you make the brachas. A big simcha, you make a Baruch Baruch Shachiyonu. Lachas Shnei Matzchai, you don't see him for 12 months. Omar Baruch Chai Mesim, make the Baruch Baruch Chai Mesim. I saw Masha says Pshat. Because since he passed by, if you waited 12 months, you've sure passed by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so it could be he was slated to die. Therefore, you make a bracha, Baruch Chai HaMeisim. Omer Rav, Ein HaMeis V'shtakeach Min HaLev V'la'ach HaShneim Osa Chodesh. A mace does not get forgotten from the heart until after 12 months. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Nishkachti K'meis M'lev V'yisi Kli Oyved. It appears a forgetting about a mace like a lost keli. And we know the Gemara Bamatsia says that there's yish on kelim after 12 months. That's why for a 3 year time you have to be machrizit, you know, sukkahs, pesach, and shavuos. But after 12 months, a person is miyayish. So we're saying also a mace is not forgotten until after 12 months. We know that's why that's the shira avelis. This is one of the makaris. So the Gemara Bait, Rapapa Rav Huna Breda Rav Yeshua have a ka'ozli ba'orcha. Rapapa Rav Yeshua walking on the road. Hogubei, they met a big tzaddik, Rav Chanina Breda, Rav Ika. Omrulei said, what said? Behind the chazinach, brachin lo tarti. Since we saw you, we make two brachas. What are two brachas? Baruch hashecholak mechachmas eleireyav, because you see a big chacham, so you make the bracha hashecholak mechachmas eleireyav. And he also made a bracha over shachyon, he made a bracha shachyon. Why? Because he didn't see him for 30 days. So Rav Chanina Ika said back, Omrulehu, anon nami, me too, Kimin the Chaziz, as soon as I saw you, Chashdinu Giloy, Kishitin Rav Mambe Yisrael. You're Chashav to me like 600,000 people. And I'll make also a bracha of Rechir Lai Tlosa, Hanech Tarti, those two, the two, Shechyonu and Chach Mali Rev, and also Baruch Hacham Arazim. So he answered back to them too, I'm going to make on you also a Baruch Hacham Arazim. Because he said, I can see that you are Chashav like 600,000 people, which means you have to get the brains of 600,000 people. And that was a stick of tine on him that he made up this bracha, like, and he said he could tell that those people are like 600,000 people. So there was a stick of tine on him, we'll see in a second. Amrulei, Chakim is kulihai, you're so smart. Yav v'neu, they gave him like ayin ahara. A papa, Ramhuna, Rav Yeshua, gave into Rav Chanina a ayin ahara. Ushachiv, and he died. Oram Mishum Alev, Haroyes Abakonim. You see certain people who they're called Bakonim, so it sounds like they have like these white, in this, they have these white dots all around. So they make a bracha, Oime Baruch Mashana Habriyas. They make a bracha, Baruch Mashana Habriyas. Meisa, that's a kash from a braisa. It says in the braisa, Roa Sakushi, someone saw someone was very black. Vesagicho, someone was very red. Vesalavakon, someone was very white. Vesakipeach, someone who, Rashi has tupshotim, but kipeach, one pshat means he's very fat. And therefore, he looks like he doesn't have any feet, he's so fat. Or he's very, very tall, and his face is like jutting out. An interesting looking person. A kepeach, vesa nanas, that's like a midget. Vesa darkina, someone who has a lot of boils all over his body. Oime baruch mashana sabrias. But if you see a sakitaea, someone who doesn't have any hands, vesa sumo, someone's blind, vesuya roish, or someone's hair looks like a thick carpet, Besa Chigar, or someone who's missing one of his legs, Besa Mukashchin, someone who's full of tzaras, Besa Vakonim, or someone has these white dots, the Vakonim, or your Baruch Dynamis, say the Baruch of Dynamis. Rabbi Shulman Levi said, you see a Vakonim, you say Mishana Abrias. And here we see, you see on a Vakonim, you say Dynamis. So, the Gemara, no, like Kasha, it's not fair. Ha Me'imai. Vaha basta de sialet. If it's born like that, then it's b'shana abrius. A bakonim is born like that, it's b'shana abrius. But someone gets it afterwards, gets sick afterwards with that, you make a bracha of dynamis. Dekanami, in the brisa, it compares it to someone who's missing his hands. That is a case that usually happens afterwards. You see, it happens afterwards. Shmam, you know, that we're talking about bakonim afterwards. So bakonim, that's naturally from birth, is gonna make b'shana abrius. And the bracha of dynamis, it happens later. And in halacha, we speak out, you only make this bracha only the first time you see it in your life. But if after that, you don't make the bracha anymore. Because the first time you see someone so black, you're very surprised. So it's not so negeya to make this bracha, because you see it when you're a little kid, and by that time, already you're older, already not surprised. So not so negeya to make this bracha. Tana Rabbana, right? You peel, someone sees an elephant, kaife monkey, vikifuf. It's like an owl or a vulture, depends on how you learn, what type of bird. Make the bracha baruch shana zabrius. Raw brias toivos. You see, bria is toivos, or which means nice people. Bilona is toivos, or nice trees. Praise Hashem that you have these in the world. And lemaisa, the mishabrua and sharatzim brings down that these days we don't make this bracha because who knows what's called na'a? Who knows what's called very nice, and therefore we don't make a bracha. We see a person, we can't say he's nice, we don't know what nice is, and therefore we don't make this bracha. So, it said in the Mishnah, on Zikim, you make a bracha, Kaychai Ugvarasai Mali Olam. What are Zikim? My Zikim, what are Zikim? Omar Shmuel Kaychava the Shavit. It's a shooting star. Shooting star. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel said, and here in Lashvili Shemaya, the pathways of the sky are light to me, are clear to me, kashvil in Ardoi, just like the streets in Ardoi. And I heard pshat that Shmuel was a doctor, like we have Malik Gemaras, therefore the streets in Ardoi were very clear to him, because as a doctor, he had to know the streets very well. So he says, the streets, the sky, the pathways in the sky are just as clear to me as the pathways in Ardoi, in my hometown. But Levar Mekoychav Shavit, the shooting stars, that I don't know. Lo yodam I knew. I don't know the pathway of that. That I don't know. Ugamiri, but I have a Kabbalah. Le'oval Kisla. It doesn't pass the mazel of Kisla. It's one of the constellations called the Ksil. We don't know exactly what this is. But he doesn't ever pass that constellation called Kisla. Le'oval Kisla, Chorvam. If it would happen, the whole world would get destroyed. We see that does pass by. The shooting stars do pass by Kisla. So everyone knows it doesn't really pass by. Ziva ud avar. It's just a light that's passing the mazel of Ksil. It looks like it's going by, but it's not really going by. Rav Huna b'Rei Yeshua amar, a different pshat in Zikin, according to Rashi. He says different pshat, but according to Rashi, saying different pshat in Zikin. You know what Zikin means? Vilan hu d'mekara, like one of the skies, one of the seven skies open up. And you can see the light of Rukia. That's what it means, Zikin. But Taisa says it's not coming to say Nupshan Zikin, it's just different teretz of the Kasha, that we see Zikin, the shooting star, pass by Kisla. And Marlon says, no, just the sky opening up. Rav Ashi is definitely answering the Kasha of that we see it passes Kisla. That's what Taisa says. It makes more sense that the middle thing is just another teretz, because why would it come on Nupshan Zikin in the middle of the Gemara? Rav Ashi Omar, when you see a shooting star passing by Kisla, it's not really true. What's happening is that there was a koichav, a star, that was oikar on one side of Kisla, and the other side saw it, and like Kielu got scared, the other star, Mibis, it got scared. It looks like it's jumping, it looks like it's going from one place, because you see something light up here, and the other one jumps, it looks like it went from one place to another place, but really does not go over Kisla. That's the Gemara with Zikim. So Zikim is a shooting star, and Shmuel said a member about shooting star. Once you mention that, we're going to continue with these mazalos of Ksil, Kima, Osh, other things. I'll see the Gemara. Shmuel Rami. Ksil says in the Pasuk, Oysa Osh, Ksil, Kima. Osh, Ksil, Kima, all different type of mazalos. And here it says Ksil before Kima. And the other Pasuk says Ksil, Oysa, Kima, Ksil. It says Kima before Ksil. It's a stira. Is Ksil before Kima or Kima before Ksil? Zok Demara, Ketzah are teaching us that since the order is one time this one this way, that they're both even, they're both the same. And they need each other. Why? V'mole chuma shel Ksil, if not for the heat of Ksil, the sky melon predates the kima. Kima causes it to be very cold. And without the heat of ksil, we would die from this cold of kima. And the opposite is true also. The molly tzinish of kima, without the coolness of kima, the cold of kima, when the sky melon predates the ksil, you wouldn't be able to last from the heat of ksil. Ugamiri, and we also have a Kabbalah, that ilav ukso da akrova, the malach ma'ar dinner, if not for the ukits of the akrev, which means the tail of the akrev, which is the picture of the mazal kima. Kima and akrev are the same thing. The way the kima, the picture of the mazal kima is a scorpion. If not for the, it's, and we know kima represents cold. If not that the tail is the middle of the ocean of fire, or the river of fire called the Hardiner, komandava trikale akrava, anyone in this world who would get a scorpion bite, not live, but impossible because he would die from the cold. That's why that heat helps some people live from that. That's what Hashem told Eiv. After he complained about Darkei Hashem, he said, we think you could tie up the mazel of kima that the cool shouldn't destroy the world, or maybe to open the mazel of ksil to let the heat go out and warm up the cool of kima. Basically, he's saying, you know, this is the unbelievable flies habayre, how the kima and kise they complement each other. So the word my kima, what's behind the word kima? Amashmuel, it's a lashon of 100. Kimeya kochavi, it's like it's a constellation of 100 stars. Amrele the mechamfi, some say it's all in one place. Amrele the vadim, it's all spread out. So the word my ash, what's the mazel ash? Amrav Yehuda Yusa. It's what we call Yusa, my Yusa. Amri lo znav tle, it's the mazel, it's the tail of the mazel called tle. Amri lo resh daglo, or it's the mazel that has a picture of a calf and it's the head of that. That's what Yusa is. So Gemara Mastavro Kamandi Omar, it's Mastavro Kamandi Omar says, znav tle, it's the tail of a tle. The Chsiv says in the Pasuk, Va'ayish al b'neho tamche, that Hashem told Eiv that the ash of an tanchem, so amma chosra, you see, it was missing a little bit. And umischazia kitar for the tarif. And it looks like it was banged out with a hammer. So this is what it says about ayish, that we're giving them nechama because it's a little missing. It's missing something. So ayish of an tanchem. So you see, if it's missing something, so it must be the zonov of the tle, because the zonov of the tle looks like it's banged out with a hammer. And therefore, it makes sense that the Ayish is the Zon of Tle and not the Roish of Do Aglah.